Chris Rivera from KIKC talking with Joe Diffie, who will be at the Eastern Montana Fair tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Joe, of all your number one singles, what's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. Number one songs I've had, probably, that's a tough one. Put over 13 number ones. I don't know if it was a number one or not, but Ships That Don't Come In is probably my favorite song that I've had. Just real poignant, you know, and speaks to a lot of people in different ways, so it's a cool song.
Okay.
I like Pickup Man. It's fun to do. You know, it's one of those, the moment you heard it, I figured, you know, what little I know about it, I was like, man, I think that's a hit song, and sure enough it was. I was very lucky with that.
Yeah, and that lasted for 4 weeks for you there?
Yeah, exactly. I've been very blessed and fortunate over the years to have, had a good run, so, it's a nice thing to, a nice little problem to have when you're doing a show, you know, to pick out which songs to leave out once in a while, so it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's one of those conundrums you have to deal with, I suppose.
The funny thing is that regardless of which one it is I leave out, somebody will say, man, you didn't do my favorite song. And I'm like, oh, man. So anyway.
Right, and then, of course, you always want to try and do some of your newer stuff as well.
Exactly right. Fortunately, I could get up there and sing for several hours with the stuff I've had. So, like I say, it's a really good problem to have.
Right. But you've also co-wrote singles for Holly Dunn, Tim McGraw, and Jody Messina.
Yeah, I've written singles for them, and that's always cool to hear somebody else do one of your songs, you know, how they interpret it, and it's a really cool thing, a real big honor, I think.
And for Jody Messina, it was My Give a Damn's Busted, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, you know what the funny thing was, I had recorded it myself, and never was a single or anything, and then a year or two later, somebody called me and said, man, did you write that song? I'm like, yeah. They said, well, I just heard Jody Messina singing it. So it was pretty cool. It was a nice surprise.
Right. And she did a pretty good job on it, too.
Yeah, she did a real good job and went all the way to number one. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. I can't wait to check the mailbox and see what kind of check's in there. You know?
Right, no doubt. But you've also recorded with Mary Chapin Carpenter, George Jones, and Marty Stewart. What can you say about working with those guys?
Oh, they're all great. You know, I really enjoyed it. You know, of course, George is one of my heroes, and it was fun. Mary Chapin and I were label mates for a while, and she was kind enough to ask me to join her on a song called Not Too Much to Ask. And then, of course, with Marty, he called me up on a different project. It was kind of a gang thing, a whole bunch of different artists on it, and it was a really cool project. I kind of sang the demo for everybody to listen to, and it was fun working with Marty and his band. They're good guys.
Whether it's country or not, who are your biggest musical influences?
Oh, gosh. The obvious ones are George Jones and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and, you know, Vern Gosz and all those kind of folks, Ronnie Millsap. You know, as I got a little older, I listened to a little bit of everything, you know, like for instance, when we were, you know, when I was in the high school athletics, I had a bunch of my buddies that were listening to Aerosmith and Deep Purple and Boston and, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And, of course, and I like a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And I see in your high school senior year, you were recognized as best all-around male athlete.
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty cool. I played football and basketball and baseball and ran track and played golf. And, I was kind of decent at all of them and not really great at any of them, you know.
Okay. And I noticed that you have a lot of moving to your repertoire, if you will.
Oh, yeah. When we were kids, my dad and mom, they moved us around we, of course, lived in Oklahoma is where I'm from originally, and we moved up to Washington State for a couple of years and then over to Wisconsin for a couple of years. And, you know, so I already had that traveling thing in my blood, I guess.
So you're used to traveling around, doing all the shows. What do you like about coming to Montana?
I like the people. First of all, they're just really warm, open people. And I like, of course, the scenery there is just so beautiful. And, every time I go up there, I think, man, I wish I lived up here sometimes, you know, I had a cabin or something like that. It's just really, really pretty place.
And I see that you were originally attending Cameron University in Lawton, Oklahoma. You decided against being a medical professional.
Yeah. Well, I went to college right out of high school, and then I got married and dropped out. And then I decided to go back to college, and so I went during the day, and I worked a night shift at a foundry. And I got a semester or two in there, and then life took a different turn, and I always loved playing music and being in various groups and bands, and so I just decided to go give Nashville a shot, and glad I did.
And I also see that you've worked in oil fields. What were the advantages working in an oil field for you?
Well, the money was about the only thing I liked about it. I mean, it was hot, sweaty, cold, nasty, oily, dirty work, and hard work, you know. And like I say, doing what I do sure beats the heck out of that any day.
You were also part of a gospel group and a bluegrass band?
Yeah. I have various bands and over the years, and I had a lot of fun, learned a lot, got a lot of experience, and learned a lot.
What can you tell about your family experience with music?
Well, a lot of my family members are very musical. My grandmother, on my dad's side, my grandmother and grandfather both played, guitar, and my grandma played piano and mandolin, and grandpa played a little fiddle. My dad taught himself to play banjo and piano and guitar and everything else, and my sisters sang, my aunt and uncle sang, so I just came from a musical family.
I noticed that you have two children, Parker and Kara, from your first marriage. They auditioned for American Idol as well?
They did. Parker made it through like three preliminary rounds, and Kara, they said they loved her voice, but they thought she was better suited to a Broadway or a gospel situation, and yeah, I was proud of them. They did a good job.
What advice have you given them on their musical pursuits?
Oh, just do it if they like it, you know. I mean, it's something you got to love. If you don't really love it, then it turns into a job, you know. It can. So, fortunately, I love singing. I enjoy traveling, love people, you know. So it usually works out pretty good.
And I see that you had a son, Tyler, that had Down syndrome and nearly died.
Yeah, Tyler. Tyler's he's 23 right now, I believe, and he's doing okay. He lives in an assisted living program, and it was quite a challenge to have a child with a disability, and somehow we managed to wrangle our way through it.
It also helps you in your charity efforts as well.
Yeah, we the school he attended for a long time was called First Steps, and we did concerts and golf tournaments and various fundraisers for that school, and proud to say we raised over $1 million in the 8 or 10 years that I worked with them, and helped a lot of children, which has made me feel really good.
Of your studio albums, the latest one to come out, if I'm correct, is Homecoming, the bluegrass album?
Yeah, that's right. It came out about a year and a half ago now, probably, and it was a lot of fun. Enjoyed doing something a little different, you know, and I just really enjoyed doing it. We don't get to do much of it on our live shows because my drummer hasn't learned to play a banjo yet. So
okay.
I'm mostly stick with the other stuff, you know.
And then I also see in 1990 you won Male Vocalist of the Year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I got a nomination for that, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, those awards are always neat to have your peers and fans vote on those. So very proud of that.
What's your biggest professional accomplishment in your mind?
Oh, gosh. Probably just hanging around as long as I have. That's pretty much an accomplishment nowadays, you know, with all the different artists that come out and come and go, you know. Probably that or being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. That was pretty cool.
Of the people who are just barely getting into country music in the last 5 years, who impresses you the most?
I mean, there's several really good ones, you know. I like a lot of. I hate to single any of them out. I think a lot of them have done really good, you know. So.
Right. Is there any one act that you thought would make it that didn't quite make it?
Well, I couldn't even tell you. I'm sure there were several I thought would be pretty good, and then just for some reason didn't quite break out. But there's so many factors involved, you know. It's not as a lot of times. Has nothing to do with how talented they are, you know?
Mm-hmm. And also the biggest thing is being able to put up with the tear and grind that you experience on the road as well.
Yeah, you have to learn to pace yourself. you know, you can burn yourself out pretty quick doing all the traveling. And, you know, if you're, you know, staying up late and getting to bed and eating at bad times, it will wear you down. You have to kind of learn how to pace it.
All right. What else would you like to say about coming out to the fair tomorrow night?
Well, we hope a lot of folks come out and we'll have a good time, and I sure look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, thanks. This is Chris Rivera with Joe Diffie for KIKC Radio.
Thank you, ma'am.